we also wanted to play with this. This is fun. We told you the Chiefs flagship radio station got a chance over the bye to bring Patrick Mahomes on the air, and they asked him any non-football questions that they wanted to ask. So what Grandy has done is he's queued up the answers that Patrick gave to these questions. I'm going to throw out the question. You and I can sort of guess what we think Patrick said.
Oh, we're going to guess what we think he said.
And then Patrick's
not what we would do.
No.
But,
what do you think Patrick said? And then we'll hear Patrick say it.
All right.
So here's question.
Little contest between Willard and Dibs.
Yeah. Very exciting. A lot on the line.
Willard versus Dibs.
Winner gets chicken and waffles. Okay. Question one. Would you rather play Pebble Beach with Travis Kelce or Augusta with Tiger?
Am I supposed to answer like Patrick?
Yeah.
Well, I think that I would be a lot more fun. Now, this is Patrick the Frog here.
Every single one of your impersonations is like a blend of your previous impersonations. That would, like, if Farhan made a baby with Bosa. Yeah. That's what you just sounded like.
The answer is Augusta with Tiger, and it's not even close. He's sick of Travis.
I will go with you. I'm going to guess Augusta with Tiger. Grandy, what do you say?
I feel like it's cheating because I've played Augusta a couple times now. I would play with Tiger because I haven't played with Tiger yet. So I got to see what Tiger's like in person. Haven't even got to meet him, and I want to ask him about some of the stuff that he did as far as his career and how he dominated for so long.
Okay. As far as, I mean, you could have cut it off with I want to ask Tiger about some of the stuff he's done.
I want to ask about some of the stuff he did. You and I looked at each other like, oh, he's not playing with you.
Patrick, it's Tiger. Do me a huge favor. Tiger, the Waffle House, am I right?
Your membership at Augusta has just been revoked.
Okay.
All right.
We both got it.
Yep, we're one for one. Okay, this is going to be a little bit hard. I don't even know how we answer this, but might as well throw a Hail Mary.
Yep.
What is your favorite audiobook and or podcast?
Man, podcast, I'm going to say the Draymond Green Show.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge fan myself. Audiobook?
I think you could just do one or the other. You
okay.
Don't need to, yeah.
Yeah.
How the hell? I'll guess the obvious one. Is it called the New Eras? What's the Kelce podcast? The Kelce Brothers. What's that called? The New Heights? New Heights. I combined his podcast with Taylor Swift's tour. That's what I did. Isn't that the Eras tour?
Yes.
I called it the New Eras tour.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good drop in, Luke.
The New Heights.
Well done.
The New Heights, I will guess, the New Heights podcast. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Right now I'm listening to an audiobook called Captain's Class, so it's just about different captains throughout all sports and how they did it. And then as far as podcasts, I've been listening. My buddy Andrew Santino has one called Bad Friends. It's a little bit more comedy-based, and so sometimes if I'm trying to get a laugh in or something like that, I'll throw that on.
Andrew Santino, Bad Friends. There you go.
There it is.
I mean, that's a tough question to try to get
that,
right.
It is, but it's okay that we both got it wrong. By the way, all of this is courtesy of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Want to make sure
we thank
them. A station
on which I will be appearing on Friday.
Oh!
Yes, Friday about 10 o'clock our time.
You got the bat signal.
They've reached out.
Okay.
I have agreed to go on only because it's an Odyssey station and it's one of the four C's in Odyssey.
What the one of the four C's in Odyssey?
You know, Odyssey? The
Odysseys.
Yeah, we have
got
the four
it.
C's in Odyssey.
What are you going to tell
Don't you ever check your email?
What? No, I don't. You know that I don't.
I'm going to tell him that we're really hecka scared of Kansas City and stuff. I'm going to do the whole interview as Shanahan, I've decided.
You're going to use the word hecka?
I'm going to use a lot of ums and stuff.
Okay. That actually would be funny.
Well, I think that, you know, what you guys are doing and stuff is really nerve-wracking and stuff.
No, please do that so that we can play it on our show.
Okay.
Do the whole interview as Kyle Shanahan.
It's going to be total ums and stuffs.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Okay, here's the next one. In honor of Halloween, what is your favorite candy?
It's a tough one because there's so many elite candies, and you have to think about the demographic of a Patrick Mahomes, a little bit of a younger guy.
Yep.
And man, there's so many good ones. I'm just going to I'm going to play the percentages, and I'm not going to pick one of the 17 candies I've had since we've been here. You're over here eating meals.
I'm not eating candies. No, Lucas is, like, gathering up Halloween. They have Halloween candy downstairs.
Yes, I know. I've had,
Steve,
like,
Mariucci
17
tried
pieces.
To br- Oh, I haven't had any. Mooch brought us M&Ms, and then he ate them.
Yeah.
And now Lucas is
them.
Gathering. Yeah, this is very, very, there's a lot of distractions going on right now. Anyway, go ahead.
I think that Mahomes being the kind of player who can do a lot of different things, he's going to go with something with a cookie crunch, but also a chocolatey caramel combo.
My God, you're overthinking this.
Twix is the answer. I thought we were trying to milk some time here.
Stretch or something like that?
Twix, Mark, is the answer.
Were you trying to give me time to go down there and get some candy?
You already have so much
food. I don't have any candy. I don't have any dessert. Anyway, I'll go Reese's because it's the right answer. Reese's is the right answer. Go ahead. What did Patty say?
My favorite candy is probably any type of, like, gummy, like Sour Patch Kids, Jolly Rancher gummies, stuff like that is probably my favorite candy. And then every once in a while I'll get some, like, Reese's Pieces or or M&M's or something like that, but mostly the sour gummies.
Do I get partial credit? He mentioned Reese's.
He mentioned seven things.
Yeah, but none of them were yours.
But he said, quiet, Tim. Just push some buttons. He does not get partial credit.
I have to get something over you. My candy was named and yours wasn't. That's got to be worth something.
He said Reese's Pieces. He didn't say Reese's Cups.
Play it again. Play it again, Grandy.
We are trying to milk time.
Play it again.
My favorite candy is probably any type of, like, gummies. Like Sour Patch Kids, Jolly Rancher gummies, stuff like that is probably my favorite candy. And then every once in a while I'll get some, like, Reese's Pieces or or M&M's or something like
or
that.
Or Reese. Reese's Pieces or Reese.
Now and again. He didn't mention your candy. He mentioned Reese's Pieces, which are not Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
By the way, I didn't say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I just said Reese's.
It's because you're as general and you're as fraudulent as he is.
Next question. What was your go-to video game in college?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would say it is that NCAA football game. Not Madden, although I should say Madden because at Madden.
I can't believe you left me that answer.
NCAA football game.
I will say Madden. Go ahead, Grandy.
I played a ton of 2K, just basketball. We played a little bit of FIFA as well. I think when the World Cups happened when I was in college, so we played a ton of that at that point. But I was a ton of just 2K basketball, just going out there, either doing my career or even just like we'd play the regular like teams. And we'd do that for hours on hours, man. Probably hurt my grades a little bit playing so much.
Let's wrap it up.
What?
Give the answer, Mahomes. Give the answer, Mahomes, and let's move on.
Oh, he's trying to stretch. He's trying to let you go get some Reese's.
Those are some correct answers.
Yeah.
FIFA is how the majority of Americans got into soccer. That game is phenomenal. And it's made soccer fans out of a lot of people.
I continue to lead dibs 1.1-1 as we go to the final question.
Don't nod at that, Tim Jordan.
Yep. See, Tim knows. Mark knows. I don't know why you're fighting this. It's unanimous. Last question. Your only chance to win is to get this right.
It's
so this
big.
Is very dramatic. What character did you play when you played Mario Kart? What character did you select when you played Mario Kart?
It's an easy one.
What do you think?
Well, you don't go to the marquee Mario or Luigi. You can go Bowser or Waluigi. I actually preferred Rosalina because she had a diversity of using a cart or a motorcycle. I'm sorry if I...
Tim, they say I'm the talkative one on this show. What is happening right now?
I actually played this game for years. We've all played this game.
It's Mario Kart.
You had to Google the characters.
I know, because I wanted to see which one I was going to pick. I wanted to remind myself of all of them. I know Mario Kart. I know exactly what I'm going to pick.
The correct answer? Yoshi!
That's the correct answer.
You better come up with something else.
No.
Don't gravy train me with the lead.
You just named 18 characters before switching to Yoshi.
I never switched. I told
you. Yes, you did.
I told you what you don't pick.
You wanted to talk about Rosarita or Rosalina or whatever you want to call her.
You know what? Just say Birdo. Or actually, King Boo is sneaky good.
No, I'm sticking with my pick. It's Yoshi. Go ahead.
Whatever.
I was a Yoshi guy myself. I don't know why.
I had it first. You gravy train.
And I felt like, for some reason, when I was a kid, I felt like he was the fastest in the car, even though that makes no sense. I played it growing up, and then I played it a lot in college. We were finding all the shortcuts. I was looking up all the ways to cheat and win, and it was a lot of fun to play.
Who talks more, Dibs or Mahomes? Jesus, good Lord.
What is happening right now, Mr. Mario Kart? What's the most difficult course in Mario Kart?
Yoshi.
The course, yeah, the race course.
I don't know the names
Rainbow
of the courses.
Road, bro.
This isn't about...
Thank you.
This isn't about Mario Kart
knowledge.
Tell
me you never played without telling me you never played.
This isn't about that.
You're such a casual.
I won.
Whatever.
You got beat by a casual.
Rainbow Road, dude.
All right.
One false move and you're... Night-night. My son, just real quick.
Oh,
my son was sneaky good. Sneaky good at Mario Kart. And that was... You know, as a parent, judge me if you want. Occasionally, I would...
I judge you all the time.
I'd be outside, maybe in the garage, maybe behind the garage. I'd come back in and say, hey, kids, who wants to play Mario Kart with Dad?
Oh, God.
Let's play! Mom's out of town!
You're kidding me.
Dude, hours, bro. Hours. Hashtag good parenting.
Speaking of which,
I'm getting hungry.
That sounds just like you.
Totally.
Well, there's some candy downstairs if you want some.
Rosalina.